Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey, and joining me momentarily will be Nick and Matt, the Bearded Brewer. I say momentarily because I just need to give everyone a heads up. This is a little bit different here because we had another technical difficulty on the Perfect Pour. It happens when you have a podcast and that involves a lot of drinking. Things happen. What happened was power went out while we were recording the first part of the episode and lost files. My fault again. Again, another. My backup went out at the same time as my normal power source. So we went into this talking a lot of collab beers. Collab beers have just been just in our heads a lot lately, so we just impromptu collab beer episode. And so we talked a lot about what listeners were giving us on Instagram and Twitter and stuff about collaboration beers. And so that's what led into this. That's the stuff we're missing. And I think a lot of that we're going to get revisited in the next episode of The Perfect Pour. So those of you that sent us stuff, and voicemails and stuff, we appreciate it. We'll be hearing them soon. And all the voicemails that got missed, we'll be hearing. We got them. We're going to play them. And they're going to be just as awesome. They're just going to be on the next episode. But this episode, we're just going to roll through it. And we're right about getting at the end of voicemails. Imagine we've been going a while. Just know that we're a few beers in. And it's still a normal Perfect Pour after this. So thank you for listening to us as always. Really appreciate you guys listening. We have fun doing this and each and every week. And I'm sorry, I'm such an idiot. In general. Not just for screwing us up, but just generally an idiot. So let's join the Perfect Pour already. In progress.
I heard of a brewery in Tillamook called The Guard from Big Game. So I went out and tried it, and it's like an hour and a half away from my house.
I think this was on there still.
It was pretty good. It's Berliner Weizen sours, and they're normally not my style. I was able to find a couple that I liked.
The best one I thought was the Connex, and that seems like it's their
Most steadier mainstay beer. It was pretty refreshing, even though it was like 8.4% or 8.2, one of those. You couldn't tell at all. And they had a Marion Berry one, which is one based on the Oregon State food, I guess, the newly appointed Oregon State food. And there was one that they aged in whiskey barrels. And I haven't tried it yet, so I don't know if I want to save it for a while or just drink it. I guess saving it wouldn't really do much because then I wouldn't know what it tasted like fresh. But I think I'll make a decision in about a week and I'll call back.
Hold on to it for a week.
Adios.
Thank you, Cody.
Tillamook, They make great buses
and cheese.
Cheese. Make great buses. What, yeah. VW buses?
Yeah, Tillamook Cheese Company. They took Volkswagen buses and shortened them into mini micro buses.
They call them baby loafs.
Baby loafs.
They're called baby loafs in the bus community.
And so they're baby buses.
They're little baby buses.
Baby buses.
All right, so that's 559-492-0542. Tell us what's going on in your beer community.
Tillamook.
Or whatever.
This
so now
Imperial,
we have going around the table.
The Imperial.
Imperial. Is a beautiful beer.
I don't remember what I said beautiful. About it. It's beautiful. Oh, it's big American car, yes.
Lots beer. Of chrome.
It's a fluffy interior.
Chrysler Imperial beer. If you're going to have an Imperial, call it a Chrysler.
Jesus Chrysler.
Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
Hmm. You shut up and drink it.
72 Imperial Chocolate Cream Stout.
Shut up and drink it.
7.2%.
Oh, it's a cream stout. That's why it's sweet. Yeah.
Breckenridge Brewery.
Sweet.
It's smooth.
Oh, yeah. So barrel aged beers, drink it.
Not a barrel aged fan.
What?
Not a barrel fan.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't like getting alcohol, like other alcohol notes.
In your alcohol?
In my alcohol. Yeah. I don't like collabing my alcohol notes.
So, you don't, basically, what you just said is you don't put gravy on your mashed potatoes.
Right? Oh, no, I do.
Gravy. Ooh. Sorry. Gravy beer. I called it.
Gravy. Gravy beer. Make it.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Brewing. Make some gravy beer.
Idaho. Where's the potato beer? What the hell, man?
Right?
Orida, Oregon-Idaho collaboration for potato beer.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Yeah. Your mind was blown.
They probably just go, we make vodka. We don't make beer.
Potato vodka.
Potato vodka.
Potato beer. They're number one export. Okay, number three export, potatoes.
So you guys like this Imperial?
I love this.
It's a bit on the sweet side, but it'll do.
It'll do.
It'll do.
Bearded Brewer likes it more than Nick does. Mm-hmm. That's controversial.
That's why I bought the beer, not him.
Yeah, yeah. I would have bought that. Would have totally been a label buy.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big label buyer, man. Mm. You make a good label.
Does not work out.
No, for me. It doesn't work out. But they get labels. Get me.
Labels get me.
No, that was a beer. I said it has to be good, and that is a label that we need on the wall.
It has to be good, damn it! Yeah, see, that's going to look good on the beer wall.
So that is a label to go on the beer wall.
I bought the Mother Earth Cali Cream Ale because it had a bus on it.
Yep. I thought that one was up there. Oh no, we've had it though.
We've had it.
The bug is on the wall. It's gigantic. It's on
my personal beer shelf.
The gigantic.
Gigantic.
Personal beer shelf.
Oh, yes.
I want to see this.
Oh, yes. I've seen that. It rivals the perfect pour beer
shelf. What? Now, I guess if I get invited to the bad Christmas sweater party this year, I'm going to have to check that out.
That's the ugly sweater.
Ugly Christmas sweater party.
Ugly Christmas sweater
party. I need to figure out a way to, like, make my sweater uglier.
Mm. Oh, that's happening.
Well, boys, what have you been caught drinking?
Rod Roddy.
So Monday was my Saturday, and so I was drinking about. At Landmark, I was not drinking beer, so I don't have anything to report there. Later in the evening, I went down to the Peeves Public House to go see Light Thieves. And
the Light Thieves.
I had a Fest Harvest Lager from the Sunwerk Brewing Company. I thought it said Fall Harvest Lager, and I was like, what's this?
What? It's not fall yet.
Yeah. What is this, pumpkin beer?
Excuse me, sir. You're going to have to take that beer offline.
Yeah.
What's going on? It's not fall yet, sir. Yeah.
But apparently just a dark lager, so it would be a Jarman Marzen beer, whatever.
Jarman Marzen.
And I was sipping on some Mount Whitney. Whitney, which was tasting pretty good. I probably had an Oscar blues or something. That night was kind of
fuzzy.
One of those. But
a little too much collabing, if you know what I mean.
Flashback to a few days before that. I went down to Saturday night.
All right for fighting.
That's what I hear.
Saturday night's all right. Damn it.
Yes.
Derailed.
I win.
Derail.
Saturday night, I was able to escape from Tioga because I had plans.
Escape.
I had plans.
Do you hear that, Tioga bosses?
Yeah.
he calls that escaping when he can leave Tioga.
Yeah, no, I had plans that evening with a something. And
a lady.
A vagine.
An Oakland brewery made a special appearance at the Gazebo Gardens. Yeah. They're called Line 51.
Line 51. Oh. I didn't see this.
Yeah.
I was there 2 weeks ago. There was no Line 51.
Well, yeah, not 2 weeks ago. It was last week.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So they said beer nerds rejoice or whatever. And so they had an Imperial Red IPA.
I'm a beer nerd.
Imperial Red IPA called Red Death.
Red Death. That is a good name. That's a solid name.
And then there was another hoppy beer that they had, and it was called the One Inch Pinch.
No. That's horrible.
Yeah. But it's pretty awesome.
So bad, guys. I don't know why. It's
I don't know why.
Those were the memorable.
There's the memorable beer that I have. Nick?
Hello.
What have you been drinking?
Oh, beers.
Central Coast beers?
Central. They were at the Central Coast. That's about all that they had to do with that.
There weren't actual beers from the Central Coast?
No, nothing from the Central Coast. At the Libertine, we did stop in for a beer. A quick pint. And I don't know if they're fucking with people or if there's like they're just using some way inside lingo, but the way they name their beers, they make you sit there and scratch your head and go, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of this beer. And so, for example, Heretic has a beer called the CHP. And I'm like, what is a CHP? It's like, okay, cop reference. What am I thinking? Couldn't get it. Had to go ask him like a dumbass. Okay, what's the CHP? Chocolate Hazelnut Porter from Heretic.
Man.
So Rogue's Competition.
Producer Becky, love that.
Yeah, she would love this beer.
Wow.
On draft.
CHP from Heretic.
CHP. So we started there, and then we moved on to this other one from Lagunitas. A rye cappuccino. And I'm like, what the hell's a rye cappuccino? I've never heard of this before.
Why you say this to me?
Okay, so what it is, it's the cappuccino stout aged in High West rye whiskey barrels.
Mm-mm.
Holy crap, this got amazing. 13% beer.
Just got amazing.
13%. He's like, I'm sorry, it's only a 5-ounce pour because it's 13. We're like, shut up. Pour it already.
Stop talking. Stop saying words.
I'm throwing money at him. Throwing dollars at him like he's
just
a stripper.
Just take my money.
Yes. You've said too much, sir. It went on from there. They had more.
Huh?
But we didn't.
Kept it coming.
Yes. Kept it coming. Oh, the Bloody Marys are great there, too. I know it's not beer.
The next morning.
Whew.
You need them.
So back at the ranch, we had the Stone 18th anniversary.
Oh.
Ale.
How is that?
Much better than 16th.
We've got a 16th aging.
We got a 16th aging.
Still beating that horse.
The 18th, I highly recommend if you want that smell as if you're walking into a fresh batch of beer being brewed at a brewery. It has this phenomenal fresh grain hop smell to it. It's like it's being brewed as you're drinking it. That's how good it was. What else? Also at the coast. God damn them, Central Coast. Another brewery you can't find in Fresno anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Kern River. Kern River. Had some Class 5 stout. While we're on the patio. Barbecuing.
Well played.
Yes.
Well played.
Well, we're grilling up some fish and crab legs and enjoying some Class 5 stout.
Well, speaking of just outstanding.
Are you hinting to something? Yeah.
So another final beer.
Final beer of the episode.
So common at the Central Coast.
Yep. Yeah, common Central Coast beer.
Never seen in Fresno. Yeah.
In Central Valley, which we should be getting all the time since Kern River is right up there.
So little brother to the Citra.
Just outstanding IPA.
Just outstanding.
Bad mic opening.
It's just incredible.
Final beer of the episode. Hopefully you heard all the other beers that we've been having.
Or you have a 5-minute episode.
Or you're 10 minutes into this episode.
The abridged version.
Beer. So here's what happened. Beer.
Beer.
Ranch.
Here's what happened before.
Derail. Beer.
There's some, voicemails, derail, beer, and collabs. We collapse. So now we are drinking, going around the table.
Mikey could not wait.
Just outstanding IPA from Kern River Beer. When I heard Nick was going to the Central Coast, And Nick was like, all right, man, what do you want me to bring back? I said, Kern River.
It's just incredible. I wish I could remember what band sang that song.
It's not the Citra, but this is damn...
If anybody remembers a band from the 90s that sung a song, and they go, it's just incredible. That's the lyric in the song. Just tweet me.
Oh, wasn't that Green Day?
It's either Green Day or Cake or Seven Mary Three or...
I don't think it was Cake.
I don't think it was Green Day or Cake.
Soak.
Man, this smells...
Third
smells,
Eye Blind.
Smells nice. Just outstanding.
I don't think it was Third Eye Blind.
Do you guys remember the birthday bash from 104.1?
Yeah.
Back in the 90s?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, good. I mentioned that because the fair's coming up. And that was the only concert I've ever seen at the Paw Paw Theater that was not during fair time.
Oh, yeah. They don't do much.
They don't do much.
They're not very fair time.
But Craft Beer Lovers Rejoice, they do a... local homebrew awards at the fair, right?
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of Warthog entries there at the fairgrounds this year.
Including the Scotty B.
And they have a wine section that also sells craft beer if you're looking for craft
beer. Hey, guys, I'm driving.
Wait, where's Scotty?
He has a call for two weeks, dude. Is it called for 2 weeks? That's very un-Scotty B like. Mm-hmm. Hope we didn't upset him in any way whatsoever. Huh?
That's it.
We have two of his beers aging in the Perfect Pour beer fridge. So the Dorktown Network beer fridge, I should say.
Yeah, sponsored by Dorktown Network.
Yeah. Sponsored by Dorktown. So, just outstanding.
Holy crap.
It's tasty.
It's tasty.
Once it hits your lips.
So good. So good. Wish y'all could have this with us right now.
No, hell no.
Don't let them have it.
You guys are lucky I'm sharing it with you.
Yes, it's a good thing Matt brought that back from the coast.
Yeah, right? Thanks, Matt, for bringing this back.
I could have been around the corner at the fridge and like thrown the 16th bottle and make it crash and be like, guys, I just broke the Just Outstanding, so I'll see you later.
I just broke it. See ya.
And then you guys would have gone over there. He broke the 16th. They're just outstanding. No, get him!
Get him! Run. Let's get him!
So, Bearded Brewer doesn't have to worry about this because he's footloose and fancy free. Hear that, ladies? Bearded Brewer out on the make. But you know, Nick and I, like, how is the wife with you? Your beer geekness? Does she tolerate it? She into it? Is she okay with it?
So you saw that article too, did you?
Yeah, I didn't read it, but there's
ten,
an article.
10 things every beer nerd.
There's an article about there, yeah.
Out 10
there.
Warning signs of marrying a beer nerd.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's basically what you, as a wife, have to go through, endure as a beer geek. Or I guess a husband who has a wife that's a beer geek.
Mm-hmm. I'm as lucky as you can get without a wife actually being into craft beer. I've made her try at least 100 different beers, and she spits them out every time. She's like, nope, it still tastes like fucking beer. And so I hate
most common
beer.
Response.
Guess what? I hate
but
beer.
She still indulges me and goes along with me to these dank, dark, dusty warehouses, as they'd put it, and lets me get my nerdness on in the bars. And as long as there's a good cider, she says it. That's the one thing. If you find a good cider.
She can hang if there's a good cider.
Yeah.
But she likes the mixed drinks more.
Or
wine.
Yeah. Mai Tais are probably her favorite drink. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll go with mixed
or
drinks.
Just a straight hard liquor.
Her favorite cider right now is called Finn River Black Currant Cider. They're out of Washington. So it's made by a winery, but it's a cider. That's her favorite right now. So we could find, what did we find in Oakland when we were last time? Two Hearted Cider, I think was the one. We haven't found it. It was a pomegranate cider, and we haven't found it since, but that was another. She's like, if you could find me those, we'll go to any brewery you want to.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Beer Brewer.
What?
Complete freedom.
Complete freedom.
Yeah, but That's the thing. It's do you find a beer nerd or?
Yeah, like, is it better to be with another beer nerd, or do you need somebody that's not a beer nerd to keep you in check?
Because see, I've heard,
as a human being,
I've heard both sides. I know some gentlemen that have beer nerd girlfriends and or wives,
right?
And it's good and bad because if you go out to buy something, you have to buy two bottles because one's for you, one's for her.
It's more expensive.
So it's more expensive. But if you're with the ones that allows you to go places and they both partake, but then there's those, you can't enjoy beer without them.
Right.
So they're like, no, oh, you can't open that 18th. You can't open that just outstanding until I get home from work.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So that's where I've heard it negatively if it is a craft beer.
Craft significant beer problems.
Other. Yeah.
Hmm.
So.
Where's producer Becky stand on
this? Kind of like at Karen, like it's pretty, pretty solid. She's certainly not a beer geek.
Yeah.
But she does drink beer.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. She likes browns. She's big on browns, which browns are not a popular style.
Yeah.
They're out there, but they're not popular. Tug, I won't make one.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint.
Nudge, nudge.
So,
is that ghost back in here?
Yeah. So if you could come up with a brown, then she's happy enough. But, she's not a beer geek either, so I can't just be like, let's plan a San Diego trip where in my heart, I just want 2 days of just hopping around to different beer nerd places for 2 days. And
get it, hops.
And that's, ha-ha. I didn't even mean to be that punny. And, she's not going to, she's a normal person, so she's not going to be like, I don't want to freaking go to beer places for 2 straight days. Mm-hmm. So there's like a happy medium that happens, like, all right, we'll go to this place, and then, then we'll live like normal people of the rest of the day or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I can't complain, basically. It's not like utopia, but also it's like,
yeah,
it's solid. It's still solid.
You get to get out a little bit.
Right. I get leeway. So I don't know. I don't know what would be the perfect. I don't know what the perfect little thing is. I don't know. I think the bearded brewer just worry. Not to worry about
anything. I've heard bad from both sides, but it could be a trifecta. Somebody that doesn't drink. I don't know if that would be any better.
Free rides.
Yeah.
No, I've done the doesn't drink path. It's not good.
It
doesn't work.
It
does not work.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think it would be an understanding don't drink. I think it would just be like, we don't see it.
You're wasting your money.
Yes, that's what it is. I am here to tell you that it is. We don't see eye to eye. It's not like, it's cool, you can drink. It's like,
yeah.
Why are you drinking so much?
Yeah, it's like,
but I'm not really drinking that much.
Don't mind all the time that I spend on StarCraft. Don't mind that I have a Pokemon collection. I don't understand your drinking.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it's boiled down to every time I've seen it.
Yeah, there has to be at least a understanding in like cool with it aspect. There can't be just like a complete other end of the spectrum. It does not work.
Could be a trifecta.
But we went off on another tangent. If you were with us earlier, you probably weren't. But if you're with us, there's a lot of tangents.
Tangents.
My been caught is like nothing. I had nothing interesting.
You had nothing.
I didn't. For a whole week, I had the Citra, the knee-deep Citra I had.
That's always interesting.
And it was good. That was the interest beer I had since the last episode. Oh,
Knee Deep Citra. That's their pale ale, right?
The extra pale.
Yes.
It's solid.
Great. Beer. That's, I like that, I think, better than their, whatever their IPA is.
whatever their 20 IPA, it's variations of IPA are.
Yeah. Well, they have the Simtra, which is their triple IPA. Yeah,
the Simtra is a triple.
And the Hop Shortage, which is a very malty IPA.
And then they have Hopperillo.
That's the other triple IPA.
Which is beautiful.
The other triple IPA.
Yeah. Well, there's a Hopperillo,
Hoptologist, the Belgium one.
Oh, Hoptologist. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I like Citra better than Hoptologist.
Batch 138.
Yeah.
There's that one. That one's good. They're all gone.
Oh, there they are. Hello. Yeah. Sit.
They're in
hello,
a different maybe. Area of the beer wall. In a more exclusive area.
Jeez.
Drummer.
What about some looking out for? Is there anything you're looking out for?
Well, I am now.
All of the beers. No, I'm...
It could be anything. It doesn't have to be beer.
Or it could be beer. I'm looking out for a PS4. If anyone wants to buy a PS4 for the podcast.
All right.
I'm still working on my PS3.
Well, my PS3 has been performing. It's like 8 years. However old the PS3 is, that's how old my PS3 is.
In computer years, it's 100.
Yeah. And it's still cranking out, doing well, knock on wood.
So, Bill the fucking science guy.
Yes.
Post a lovely new beer from Beechwood.
Oh, my God.
Utter love.
Beechwood.
Beechwood's going insane. They have Beechwood chops.
It's just
they
off
have that beer.
Freaking charge.
They have Thrill Seeker. They're just cranking them out.
Damn it.
That looks tasty.
That's a whale beer.
Firestone's 18th anniversary is coming out. I'll be looking for that. And... Three Floyds. Anything from Three Floyds.
Anything Three Floyds.
I have not had anything.
I'll track down the collab beer. I'll bring it. So, a little bit of looking out for. A little shameless plug.
Yeah, go for it.
So, Tioga Sequoia this weekend is releasing a triple dry hop beer.
Oh.
Triple dry hop with Mosaic.
Oh. Triple dry hop, what?
General Sherman.
Triple dry hop with
General
Mosaic.
Sherman with featuring
this is different
Mosaic.
From the triple dry hop you had earlier.
With Amarillo.
That was Amarillo.
The one before that was triple dry hop with Citra.
Citra, Amarillo, now this one's a Mosaic.
Mm-hmm. And then they already have a fourth one planned. But yeah, Mosaic will be released this weekend. I have yet to try it.
Oh.
We have 10 kegs of it, which is the most we've ever had.
Quite a bit.
Which the most we've ever had was 25 gallons. So this is now, it's about the same. Anyways, well, for a tap room only, it's awesome. That we'll see how it goes. And then another thing I'm looking out for, which is kind of beer related, but it's food, in our just down the street from everybody, in Fig Garden Village Shopping Center, there's a new place opening up, Jack's Urban Eats.
Yeah. Are they going to have beer in there?
Yeah.
All right.
They said that they had stopped by the tasting room of all things, and they said they're from Sacramento area, and they have local beer in their Sacramento locations. They're in town. They want to get local beer in as well as, you know, they're just like, anybody could get Lagunitas. We want to be cooler than that. So.
Right. That's nice. That's good
you
thinking.
You can't get cooler than Lagunitas. Who are we kidding?
Come on.
Yeah, they're the ones that invented
IPA. If
they
said Sam Adams, I'd believe you.
So that's kind of what I'm looking out for. I want to go try Jack Urban's Eats. I want to go try Geary's Scrub House. Met some of those bartenders. They're pretty cool. So.
Oh, yeah. Is that open yet?
They just had... No.
I think today? This week is the opening.
Tomorrow, or the 11th, which would be yesterday when this airs, they're having their Yelp... reservation first opening night.
Okay.
Like if you went on Yelp, you can make a reservation for the 11th, basically.
Cool.
And then they'll kickstart
so
after that.
So get your time machine.
Have you gotten any word on their taps? Like what their taps are going to be like?
Oh, I saw a list.
You saw a list? Yeah. Does the list look good?
Even the Hop King was like, you're getting what?
Really?
Yeah.
Hop King was impressed by something.
With the bottle they had.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what they're doing then, with the beer wise.
Yeah, they have a modest tap list and a bottle list, and I heard they're going to have 7 rotating taps. So
nice.
Yeah,
man, look at us, Fresno.
Look at us. We're getting there.
Speaking of that, we did go to Swig's the other day for lunch and had Anchor Steam on tap.
Huh? Yeah, you don't see Anchor Steam on tap very much.
Speaking of steam beers,
which
somebody pointed out to me that's not a popular style, Dust Bowl has a steam beer out. And it
say what?
There's a local pub in town that's about to have their 1 year anniversary, and it might show up there.
Damn it.
Woof woof, peeps on the gas.
Peeps on the gas.
Dust Bowl on the 16th.
They're going to collab. Dust Bowl and Peace of a House
collaboration.
But steam beer. I mean, come on. It's a fucking steam beer. It's the most unpopular beer style of beer style.
And we're going to force it down your throat, and it's going to be good.
I'm going to steam it up in here. What?
Nothing. Wow. Whew. I'm looking out for the Fuse Fest.
You're still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No.
And there's rumors that the Fuse Fest, for those that don't know, is a local Fresno music festival.
Yes, yes.
I'm one of the organizers of it. And it is all local bands, downtown Fresno, September 26th and the 27th, FuseFest.com.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time ever, Tioga Sequoia's Beer Garden is part of the Fuse Fest.
What?
Look at that.
Why didn't anybody warn me about this?
The 27th. The Bearded Brewer Matt is going to be in charge of the biggest venue of Fuse Fest this year.
Not one, but two stages.
Two stages at Tioga Sequoia.
You're overselling me already.
Two stages.
I saw the calendar today. I was like, two stages? Yep.
Two stages in there.
Two?
You're going to jam two stages. A lot of, there's a, I think there's like 12 bands.
Yeah.
12 bands at Tioga Sequoia.
That was pretty amazing.
Constant band. 6 hours of music.
Muzak.
And there's rumors there's going to be a collab beer, Fuse Fest and Tioga Sequoia, a blended beer.
Oh my God.
Also known as Mike Behind the Taps.
Yeah.
Pulling two.
Yeah, so
here you go.
The St. Archer and this epic Armageddon IPA tastes pretty damn good. I've got a new call, guys.
Whatever you order will be completely wrong that night.
Yeah. So basically what you said is I'm going to be headbanging for 6 hours because there's going to be consistent music. And then my wrists are going to be worn out because I'm going to be ripping open those taps for a Fuse beer.
You're going to be busy, dude. Yep.
Every beer will be a blend.
Yep, every beer.
Nothing
nobody can
you
get
order.
A straight beer that
no,
night.
No, there'll be. I'll have a General Sherman. Here's a Mount Whitney with the Samaria.
Yep.
Actually, I've done that. It's not bad.
Oh, I would like to have that. I'm having that Fuse Fest night.
Yep.
Smoke Chaser, please. Here's a Midnight Lightning with a Half Moon. Half Dome.
Haven't done that
one. Yes!
Oh, got him!
I got one.
Gotcha. What are you doing in that freaking beer garden, dude? Try some beers, for God's sakes.
We had the craziest beer we had was, it was the Michelle Special, one of our regulars. She did half of Nitro Cafe Tamarack, and the other half was Rush Hour.
No.
Yes. It was good.
That's like milk with milk.
No.
I'll have milk with a side of milk, please.
No,
I'm going to blend this milk with a milk.
It was.
That's a 2% milk blended with a 1% milk.
That's exactly, yes.
So it was coffee. It was brown sugar. It was lactose. It was vanilla bean. It was cocoa nib. All and an amber and a stout. All just mixed into one big concoction.
Wow.
And it was good. It was good. I'll give her that.
She did well on that. Good, good, good. So, yeah. Fuse Fest, go to it. You're going to have to actually pay money to get into the Tioga Beer Garden that night.
Yep. It'll be
worth
it.
About that.
Oh, think about that.
Worth it. Lots of music.
You get to drool
lots
on things.
Drool on the bands and the beer and the luxurious bathroom.
Yes. But see, that'll be good and fun, but think about it. When that's all
that thing's
good and so fun, but when that's all good and done, we'll still have Tokyo, right?
Yep, Tokyo after party.
That's where it gets all sweaty.
Where they run
and
out of beer.
And
last year, they literally ran out of beer. They only had Bud Light left.
Oh.
So that's running out of beer. They're like, we only have Bud Light left. So you don't have beer any? You don't have any more beer?
Yeah.
No, we have Bud Light.
No, my glass is clean already. I don't need to.
No, you don't have beer.
Yeah. No, shit gets real when you're like, I'll have a Cure. And they're like, we don't have it. I'll get a Sapporo. No, we don't have. What do you have?
Yeah, that's what happened. And he goes, Tommy's just like, Bud Light. We are Bud Light.
Tommy. Oh, good Lord. Tommy's going to hate it. He's going to close the doors.
Made some freaking money that night.
Yeah.
He loved it. Some cheers.
Okay.
Run, Luna, run.
Run, Luna, run.
Oh, that's a team. I've seen
it's
that.
A playoff run,
Instagram.
Lola, run.
Run, Lola, run.
Run.
I was also going to cheers Todd-a-lod. Todd-a-lod. And cheers to Eat My Brains.
Eat My Brains.
Instagram, Eat My Brains.
You Eat My Brain on Instagram.
And Bill the Fucking Science Guy. And
yeah, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. And Metal and Ale TV.
Oh, Metal and Ale TV. Have you been watching that?
Yeah, coming out
with new episodes?
He cheers us on an episode a while ago.
What?
And they've been brewing and they have the ore. What is the ore called? I can't remember the name of the ore. The ore is the paddle they stir the mash with. It's pretty awesome.
Cool. I just in.
I don't care.
Big Game James, and talking about collab beers, he got a sour apple saison by Sounds Epic.
Horrible.
By Epic. You just had Epic earlier. Seems like hours ago. That I need to drink. So cheers to Big Game James, as always.
Yeah.
Cheers to M. Sardina.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Cheers to the King of Man, the Guitar Beast from Furnacast, Dan from Furnacast Podcast, Cody from 3B Zing Podcast, All those people, the Beer Esquire, Behind the Craft, lots of State of Gray Podcast, all the podcasters out there, Even all those 88 other beer podcasts that are out there now. Cheers to all you. I listen to all of you. There's so many of us out here now.
We need a copyright that we were like the seventh.
Or yeah, copy. We were like the eighth beer podcast, and like that needs to be respected.
Yes.
Okay. Now that there's 48.
Let's see. Cheers. There's a newer one now following me that's very dear to my heart.
Aww.
From San Luis Obispo, the 805 area.
Aww.
It's called Where to Food. And they kind of post places to go get food and drinks in San Luis Obispo. Uh-huh. And to me, that's very important because I like food and I like San Luis Obispo.
Right.
So then I had a new Twitter follower. I don't know why I'm just getting this follow, but apparently I'm cool enough. Muggles and Hops. You guys might know him as Todd Holder. Used to work for Tioga. Now works at Chalk. No? Nobody?
He has cool shoes.
Yeah. ironic to the ones you're wearing.
Yes.
So he just followed me, and I was just like, what the hell, man? You weren't following me before? And he's like, yeah, I don't know why.
No.
And then cheers to Goldstein's Beer.
Goldstein's coming soon to Fresno, near you.
I try to slave there one day a week, and the shit that they're accomplishing is pretty awesome.
Really? That is good. It's going to be pretty awesome for us.
Mm-hmm.
Presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Gold Scenes comes into play. Can't wait. Presidents, just keep blowing up. Okay. You may not have been here earlier, but we had the Spaghetti Western collab beer.
Oh, yeah.
And it was deemed too warm. And we sent it back to the beer fridge. And now it's
warmed back out.
Now it's been sitting on the table warming. And now it's warm again. So, like, the whole point just became mute. Moot.
Yes, that is an accurate observation.
So, there you go. This podcast is just off the rails. The first half is probably gone. Maybe it was found, though.
Maybe
a miracle was found. But we'll talk about
more collabing
beers. More collabing beers later.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour Pod. If you could tell other people about it, that'd be greatly appreciated. If you go on iTunes and review it. That'd be appreciated.
Tell other people than your mother.
Yes.
Because if you're in the basement and she's like, come out of there, Mom, let's do the perfect pour, that's not going to help us.
It's not going to do anything. Pretty sure. Pretty sure that's not the word of mouth we're looking for.
Me meh.
Me meh. Meh.
Need a kid for me meh.
Me low.
Meh. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour Podcast.
Sunburns,
play something. Get us out of here. We all want to go home and drink more beer.
And watch Roadhouse.